that we adopted when Move Illinois was approved, and that's being done even though we are operating an expanded system, operating Illinois Route 390 for the first time in 2016. And the capital program will be another large investment in infrastructure on the tollway system in 2016, about $1.4 billion. As you can see from this slide, revenue does grow in 2016. It increases about 6.7%, reflects traffic growth anticipated to be about 3.3% increase in traffic or traffic transactions, as well as the second year of a phased-in commercial vehicle or truck increase that was approved back in 2008. So that those elements are reflected in the toll revenue innovation recovery number, which, as you can see, represents 99% of the revenue that the tollway takes in a year. We also have some investment income, about $2 million in concessions and miscellaneous revenue of $8 million, over $1.3 million. CDM Smith is our traffic engineer. They actually do the transaction and revenue forecast for us. It's as prescribed in the indenture. They are actually also estimating an increase above our previous projection for toll revenue innovation recovery for 2015, for the current year. That increased about $48 million in 2015. So a good revenue picture. In 2016, more than 75% of the revenue that will be taken in will be allocated to support infrastructure. This is laid out to show you the priority that's kind of set out in the indenture. First, you fund operations. About $322 million would be allocated to operations. Again, that's a 3.6% increase. $399 million to finance debt service obligations or pay debt service obligations on bonds that were previously issued to build and repair or renovate the tollway system, as well as additional debt anticipated in 2016 of about $600 million. And finally, the remaining revenue, $579 million, is allocated as current toll revenue or current resources that we can allocate toward that $1.4 billion capital investment in 2016. With respect to the maintenance and operations budget, again, you mentioned 3.6% increase. What are the key drivers? As many employers are seeing, we have rising health care costs associated with employee health insurance. We have a state-mandated increase, a state-required increase in our retirement contribution to the pension fund, increased credit card fees associated with increased revenue, not an increased credit card rate, but more revenue means more people pay larger amounts with credit cards, and therefore we're budgeting for that increase. There's also an increase in equipment maintenance costs for toll collection equipment and a back office. This is related to the fact that we are converting to a new back office system, and there will be a transition that will be occurring in 2016. Increase in utility costs. We've actually are seeing that utility costs are exceeding what we budgeted in 2015. We also have some new lanes, some new lighting on our system, as well as the opening again or operation of Illinois Route 390 that will increase the utility costs as well as some of our staffing costs. Numerically, this may not be easy to see, but it numerically demonstrates the kind of the elements of the previous slide, about a $2.1 million increase in Social Security and retirement of the total $11 million increase, $2.8 million for group health insurance, again, employee health insurance, credit card fees, $3.4 million, and utilities, $1.4 million increase. Those were the major increases included in this operating budget. Headcount is held flat for the fourth consecutive year, and essentially the sixth consecutive year, at 1,595 employees. We are doing that. We're able to do that by redeploying from other departments to essentially the Department of Engineering for Roadway Services to help support, again, the operation of Illinois Route 390. And with respect to debt service, we mentioned we have a $399 million debt service obligation. Currently, we have $5.4 billion of debt outstanding, $400 million expected to be issued in December of this year, again, to help support that ongoing Move Illinois program, $600 million in new debt planned for 2016. The debt service costs include $298 million for interest expense, $109 million in principal repayments, and then that is in part offset by a federal subsidy or a federal rebate we received for some Build America bonds that we issued previously, in 2009 and 10. Final element of this debt service discussion or debt discussion is that we will be an estimated net debt service coverage. That means the amount of revenue available to pay debt service will be 2.5 times what would be required to pay the debt service. Now that's an important element of maintaining our credit rating. Our minimum kind of target is 2 times coverage, so over time we do expect this ratio to decline somewhat as we issue more debt, but we expect to maintain it at 2 times or above. That's important to maintaining our credit rating, which is a strong one. With that, I'd like to turn it over to Kathy Williams, who will discuss some aspects of the capital.
Let me Director Johnson had a question for you.
Quick question. I know a lot of towns, we're going through, the state now is going by 2000 actuarial table for pensions instead of 1990 actuarial table. Have we taken that, when you say the state's mandated, is that our pension obligations match the 2000, the newer table?
I think it may be a different kind of calculation for the state retirement systems than Illinois Municipal. There's a statutory formula that essentially gets the state systems funded at 90% by 2045 based on a level percent of payroll.
No, I understand that. What happened, most towns were all getting kind of caught up with surprise. We've been living by 1990 actuarial tables for longevity of life and all this for a pension purpose. Well, the state's now mandated we have to go to the 2000 actuarial table, and my town's like a huge tax increase coming. When you mention that, are we okay with? I'm sure we have to follow the same standards.
Yeah, I didn't specifically look at that assumption with respect to the actual calculations by the state employees retirement system. I presume it's the same. I'll look into
that. Can you check your pension? Yeah. I mean, because you said you had a bump in the pension required. I thought maybe we were getting hit with that also. That's all. Just a question.
Okay.
If you might know.
Yeah, I'll look into that. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Sure.
Good morning. So as Mike mentioned, this year, as part of our capital program, the tollway will invest $1.4 billion in projects to repair and rebuild our roadways, bridges, and interchanges. So on this slide, I'd like to just highlight some of the key capital projects for 2016. The budget book actually goes into more detail of these projects, but for now, I'd just like to focus on these highlights. So for 2016, work to be done on the Jane Addams Memorial will be rebuilding, reconstruction, and widening of the outside lanes, as well as rebuilding the inside lanes on the east segment. It also includes ongoing reconstruction of several crossroad bridges, interchanges, and ramps. The budget for Elgin O'Hare includes continued construction on the new I-290 interchange, as well as several other design and interchange improvements. It also includes final design and construction for the extension of Illinois Route 390 to the east, tollway to the east. System-wide projects include a significant commitment to technology and just maintaining the integrity of our system. The system-wide budget includes bridge, pavement, and interchange improvements, as well as technology improvements related to toll collection and IT projects. The Reagan Memorial, the work being done in 2016 includes resurfacing from U.S. Route 52 to U.S. Route 30. And then the work being done on the Tri-State includes master plan development for roadway construction from 95th and Balmoral, as well as design services for reconstruction of the mile-long bridges. So this slide summarizes the capital program in total, the spending for both Move Illinois and CRP. And as you can see, our 2015 budget started out at $1.6 billion. We expect to spend for 2015 close to $1.5 billion. And our total budget request for 2016, pretty much in line with where we're spending in 2015, $1.4 billion, or $95 million less from 2015. As you can see, most of our budget is focused on our system needs. $954 million of existing system needs on this project I just discussed with the Jane Addams, and $105 million on the Reagan Memorial, as well as $190 million for system-wide improvements. System expansion, again, the Elgin O'Hare Western Access Project, $384 million. And then there's $60 million for other projects that help with the ongoing operations of the tollway, such as fleet and professional services. So as we prepare our budget, the tollway includes desired outcomes as outlined by the Governor's Office of Management and Budget for budgeting for results. Each department develops their operating budget, operating and capital budgets, based on aligning their goals and objectives with these following desired outcomes. Increase employment and attract, retain, and grow businesses. Improve infrastructure and create safer communities. Support the basic functions of government, strengthen cultural and environmental vitality. By aligning our requests with these desired outcomes, we can better achieve efficiencies and prioritize where resources should be allocated. Turn back over to Mike. Summarize.
So in summary, the 2016 tentative budget is consistent with the long-term financial plan that was developed for Move Illinois, the fifth year of the Move Illinois program. Big investment in infrastructure again, $1.4 billion. Revenue projected to increase about 6.8%. Operating costs held to a 3.6% growth rate, which is slightly below the 4% assumption that we had in the long-term financial plan. And again, to help fund that program, there will be about $600 million of new bonds planned for 2016. That completes the presentation.
Very good. Mr. Badloff.
Thank you very much, Mike and Kathy. Mr. Chairman, just as a heads up for the board, in the interest of time, we have, as I mentioned, we have four presentations today. We're going to defer the invest presentation. Thank you to Brian and Steve and the team. It's very important to us, especially in light of environmental sustainability and initiatives, but it is not a time-sensitive matter. So in an effort to keep the meeting on time and on schedule, we will be, for your knowledge, moving that to a subsequent meeting. Now I would like to introduce Shauna Whitehead from our Business Systems Group. Shauna is going to be giving us a presentation of our toll revenue management and maintenance program. You'll note that we do have a matter that we'll be voting on later in the meeting regarding our back office system and our lane management system. It would be typically referred to as a sole source contract, and it is a sole source contract of significance, so we thought it was important enough to have Shauna give you an update on why we're bringing this to your attention. Shauna.
Good morning. Thank you so much. The Toll Revenue Management Maintenance Program is something that we call TRUMP, and it's something that was put into place in 2005 to become one of the first, and we still are one of the biggest, open road tolling organizations in the world. It provides all of our equipment and technology and the services to maintain those from lane all the way to the back office. And as you all know, we are working very hard right now on an implementation of a Tier 1 software product that will replace the part of this contract that is in the back office right now. Back office means that's where the IPass accounts sit, that's where we pursue the violations, that's how we deal with the EasyPass kind of reciprocity that we have with the other states. But a huge portion of this TRUMP contract is the lane. And just a reminder to many of you who have seen this before, these are the major pieces of technology that we have in the lane. The antennas, the cameras, all those servers on the side of the road that capture these transactions, feed them into a database that then makes sure that they get filtered appropriately and they post to IPass accounts, and if they don't post to an IPass account, they can be pursued as a violation.
this part is the lane technology that we just saw you reminded of. This part is the back office piece that we're working, again, to replace with a Tier 1 software that's an SAP product.
Now, in the meantime, we have been also working to figure out from the 2005 technology how we move away from what we have today in terms of the contract, this big monolithic contract, and how we move towards something more modern, more flexible in terms of the relationship with vendors. I think we are very lucky in Northern Illinois to be able to provide open road tolling to our drivers. I think it is an amazing benefit to our drivers. I think with it comes a burden, and that burden is trying to navigate a neophyte, immature technical environment. These are niche technologies. These aren't things that you can just go and buy like Microsoft Office and install and everybody uses. These are only used by a handful of organizations worldwide, and part of being on this cutting edge and providing the open road tolling that we provide means that we have to step very carefully when we're trying to evolve beyond it and trying to evolve into something more flexible. So we're bringing to you today a sole source contract that is big. And that contract is big because not only is it all the technology we already have out there that we're trying to maintain, but it's trying to keep up with the Move Illinois program, where we're trying very hard to put that technology into place in one new or reconstructed plaza after the next over the coming year. We really do believe that we will be able to get where we're going, which is posting an RFP to take over a lot of this lane equipment by the end of this year. We're working through that RFP process right now, and we're doing it, again, very carefully because so much revenue is riding on it and because it is such a niche, kind of unique industry. And again, one thing that I should also say about the niche and unique technical stuff is that it's a little proprietary, too. So the world of technology evolves very rapidly, even in the niche world, and it's there are all these little walls of proprietary products that you run up against in a way that you don't if you're building a building. If you build a building, once you have that building, there are a lot of organizations and people that can work on it. Not so in the technical world, so again, we're stepping very carefully because we don't want to risk revenue and we don't want to put ourselves in a situation where we might have to pull the technology out of the pavement of the lanes where we count all the axles. We don't want to put ourselves in a position where we're getting erroneous reads on our transponders or we're pursuing license plates in an erroneous way. That would be terrible. So, again, working very carefully through this. These are the pieces of the contracts I've already shown you. The heavy green line is what we're working to implement with that SAP product right now. The lighter lines are what we think over time we can probably move away from the monolithic contract with. And the rest of it is stuff that really does kind of need to stay together. The history of our renewals on this contract is that we are now at, you know, past year 10, and we're at about $161 million spent over those 10 years. Now, we've collected billions from that technology, so it's actually a very good return on investment. But I do understand that we need to move into something, again, relationships that are more flexible. What we will be proposing today is a one-year sole source. It's a sole source in the true sense of it is the ETCC company that has been providing this since 2005 is the sole source of the technology and services that can protect our revenue and our customers for this coming year as we continue to carefully step away from that original construction of the technology that we've put into place. $25 million. And a lot of it really does have to do with the new plazas that we will be installing a lot of this technology in. I don't know if there are any questions. I'm trying to be mindful of the time.
Well, we'll defer any questions to when we address the item for approval if no one has any objection to that. So, thanks, Sean.
Thanks.
Greg, Ms. Bedlaw.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My final item is regarding a tollway and IDOT financial obligation arrangement that we've been discussing internally that I wanted to bring to the board's attention. As part of the funding plan for the Elgin O'Hare Western Access Project, the Illinois Tollway has an existing intergovernmental agreement with IDOT and DuPage County related to construction at Illinois 390 and I-290. IDOT and DuPage County have arranged for federal funds for this project, and the tollway is due to reimburse IDOT for a local match of 20% of the eligible project costs. IDOT has already begun invoicing the tollway for reimbursement, which will ultimately run to approximately $7.7 million. So in essence, we will owe IDOT $7.7 million. IDOT has let us know that it may provide the tollway with a request to pay an IDOT truck repair vendor, which performs work on snowplows and other heavy-duty trucks in the IDOT fleet. If we finalize an appropriate arrangement here, which our and IDOT's teams are currently working on, any amounts that the tollway may pay to this vendor would be credited dollar for dollar against amounts owed under the IGA. In addition, there would be a firm cap on the tollway's payments based on the amount payable under the intergovernmental agreement. There are clearly some further details that we'll need to work through, and if an alternative payment arrangement is established, it is likely to occur prior to the next board meeting. Thus, I'm raising this strictly as an informational item to the board today. We will not be voting on this today. I raise it strictly for informational purposes, and either legal counsel Goldberg or myself would be happy to answer any questions you may have on this matter.
All right. Any further report?
Just that I'd like to take this opportunity to remind everybody on a lighter note that public voting has begun for the 2016 Illinois Tollway Map Cover Art Contest. This year's theme is Save the Monarchs, to promote our work with the Natural Resources Defense Council and other state agencies. We received more than 75 entries from 33 schools throughout the region, from Chicago to Rockford. Top 10 semifinalist entries in the student art contest can be viewed on our website. Public voting continues through the end of the month to select the final four. And we'll ask you board members and our contest partners to identify the grand prize winner to be announced at the November board meeting. That concludes my report, Mr. Chairman.
All right. We will now proceed to our items for consideration, and we will first address our item under finance, which is the approval of the fiscal year 2016 tentative budget. As Mr. Kelsch indicated, this is essentially step one in our budgeting process. What you're being asked today to do is to approve this tentative budget. We will then essentially publish it and have three public hearings around the northern Illinois area where people can come and comment on it. After those comments are taken, they will be made available to you. Take those into consideration. You will have the opportunity to approve this budget, to change this budget. Ultimately, it is our goal to have a budget in place for 2016 by our meeting in December. So, if we could have a motion to approve the fiscal year 2016 tentative budget, I would appreciate it.
Motion is
approved. Second. All right, it's been moved and seconded. Are there any discussion points or questions that anyone has at this point on the tentative budget?
I just want to bring up my comment that I did bring up at the finance meeting about the budget for the diversity and strategy department. The tentative budget does call for a reduction of $145,000, and my comment remains that as we see today some of the success stories of having the diversity department that wasn't here back in 2011, we started with a small budget, went from $500,000 to now $1.5 million, which is 0.1% of the total billion-dollar budget that the tollway operates under. And as we're starting a new committee with Chairman Brooks heading that diversity, that this is not the time to be reducing that budget. It should be something that we should be increasing. There is a decrease in consulting of $200,000 in that budget. There are salaries that haven't been filled in that budget, and at this time I would just like to make my comments for the record that as we're moving along with this tentative budget, by the time we do approve it, that we not only keep that budget the same, but we actually tend to look to increase that budget as we're moving forward, as into getting more minority participation at the tollway. Thank you. Very good. Thank you, Director.
Also, I'd like to make a comment. And we also consider, after talking with the Communications Department, increasing a possible increase for their budget as well, as we try to communicate what the tollway has to offer to the minority community so that we can cover communications outreach. So if we could also take that into consideration, I just wanted to make it a part of the record as well.
Very good.
And I'd like to speak in support of Director Gonzalez and Director Brooks on both matters. I fully support an increase in both those line items. I think that given the conversations that were held here today and the climate of what we're attempting to do, those are essential budgets, essential dollars needed for the Toll Road Board to achieve what we're trying to achieve under this new leadership. Thank you.
Any other discussion or questions regarding the tentative 2016 budget?
Chairman, can I?
Yes.
In reference to my fellow director's comments, I understand the potential need to increase budget. Could we get from our fellow directors what the increased money would be used for instead of just increasing it?
Well, no, it's not increasing it. It's that we've never lived up to the budget. We budgeted $1.5 million for strategic and diversity. We only came in at $1.4 million. We didn't fill $75,000 worth of salaries and benefits. So as we're trying to do more outreach, we're always coming in under budget. So what we're asking for is we still haven't even been able to fulfill a budget that's only $1.5 million out of $1 billion. So our first step is when we put a budget together, let's fill those salary positions that we are budgeting for. And just because now we've done a diversity study that cost us $200,000 and we think we don't need it anymore, well, I didn't have to spend $200,000 to know that we had some disparity within the tollway. But now let's take those consulting dollars. Let's not take them out of the budget because we're going to find that there's some issues at the tollway with the disparity between the different classes of minorities. And let's use those consulting fees moving forward as the new director comes in and new chairman is how we spend those same dollars back into increasing minority participation at the tollway.
Well, my question, Director, is because you budget something, if you don't use it, maybe you over budget it to start with. So all I'm asking is if we can justify, you know, you say there's a position open. Well, if it hasn't been filled, maybe it doesn't need to be filled. In other words, what I need to see is justification why we need those funds. That's all I'm asking.
So from the diversity study, right. There seems to be a lack of outreach to the minority community. One of those reasons being that it needs to be media outreach. It needs to be communication outreach. There has been no outreach campaign media-wise. So from a communication standpoint, they don't feel as if they don't have the resources available in the present budget to do further outreach. So the increase is needed to get the message out and the messaging out where the tollway stands as far as diversity and inclusion and making sure that message is put across to all the communities. So that's the need. The amount may not have been settled yet what that is, but there is definitely from the diversity study definitely a need.
We'll be able to get some backup information as far as what kind of projects think about for reaching out, what the cost projections are, and, you know, target market and all, you know.
Absolutely.
Just some background before we...
Absolutely.
And I think that's all part of the process.
You
obviously have to start somewhere. Right. And this is our start. And now as we go through the process, if there's a feel that there are deficiencies in certain areas, or perhaps, you know, there may be underspending, there may be overspending. And this is the time, essentially what the staff has done is they've taken the first shot at putting together the budget. This is what they have. Now it's going to be essentially up to our constituents, our users, to come in and opine through public hearings as to what they think
And then ultimately, at the end of the day, it's going to be our decision as the board, as the board of directors here, as to what we want to do. And obviously, we can just approve this thing as presented, or we can up it in certain areas and lower it in certain areas. But I think that all of the comments are things that we will have discussion on. We will drill down in more detail in the future, and you know, go through the process and ultimately come up with a budget that we all like a lot or just dislike a little, we hope.
I think you'll see in the one of the first things, one of the four engineering items that you'll see today, when you look at the engineer estimates as part of the budget and the award amount, a combination of about $35 million under the engineer estimate. So the engineer estimate is part of that budget. So right there is $35 million that's under budget. So we're not reducing the engineer budget because of it.
Well, as we know, whenever you budget too, you always have contingencies. We have the opportunity during the year to make transfers, things such as that. But obviously, we look forward to further discussion on this. Mr. Solomon?
I was just going to say thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you to the administration for putting together a great budget. And to the points that were raised, I think it's worth us discussing as we move forward. But one of the questions that I have for my fellow directors is, within the diversity study that was accomplished by the tollway, are there certain elements that we might want to look at in order to make a data-driven decision going forward if there are recommendations or dollar amounts that we could point to in order to either decide, do we maintain a certain budget, do we increase or decrease? I, for one, like to maybe at a further meeting or a meeting down the road have further detail on that. In order to make a data-driven decision so that we can make sure that we are addressing our diversity outreach needs.
Well, and obviously I think that it is clear that this issue is important to all of us just by the very nature of the fact that we agreed at the last meeting to essentially put together a special committee that had never been in place before to really focus and to drill down on this issue. And we have great hopes for that committee. And I believe that you know, through that committee, we will end up having, we hope, the best diversity program that we possibly can have. So I personally look forward to a lot of discussion on this. I think there's tremendous opportunity for us to do good things, and I think the committee is a great place to discuss these things, to talk about it, and to have recommendations come out of it.
Even better.
That'd be great. I might suggest that board members who feel that they don't have sufficient data attend the meeting of the diversity committee, which was the first one was held last week, and it turned out to be very informative, and I thought to be a very necessary thing, which I didn't think was going to be the case before I was appointed to that committee. I had some reluctance, but as a result of that meeting, there was sufficient information, new information, that was provided to this committee by staff, by the executive director, as to the deficiencies that we currently had in this budget, which we discussed today, and which we would be great for other board members to attend that meeting so that they could get fully vested and informed as to why we're supporting, why we're not supporting a cut in those areas, and on the contrary, we're encouraging more dollars for staff to be able to do a better job.
And Mr. Chairman and fellow directors, my only question is, I've been through many budgets over the years in my other position, is when we have fellow officials willing to make changes, all we've had in the past is they provide us with information saying, hey, staff, which does a phenomenal job putting together a budget, is looking at this dollar amount, we think it should be this, and here's why we think it should be this. So all I was asking for is informational gathering back, so as we review it. I'm not saying it's good or bad, and until I get the full information, as Director Sauer said, until we get the full information, it's hard for us to make a decision one way or the other way. So that's all I was basically asking, was if we can get the backup material behind the position that you're proposing. That's all.
I think that's a very fair statement. I mean, we all know that sometimes just throwing money at a problem doesn't solve the problem. But we also know that sometimes you need to invest more to get results.
Exactly.
And that one of the things we hope for out of this committee is that they will investigate this issue completely and determine, have we been using our money wisely? Is our program the best program that it can be? And obviously, do we or do we not need more money to have the best program we possibly can have? So I, for one, look forward to what the committee recommends, and probably going to give it a tremendous amount of credibility. So, any other discussion before we vote? Questions? Concerns? Hearing nothing, may we have a roll call, please?
Director Banks?
Aye.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Dawson?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Gonzalez?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
9 yeas, 0 nays.
Very well. The fiscal year 2016 tentative budget is approved. We will now proceed to our business systems portion of the agenda, and item number one is the award of contract 15-0133 to Electronic Transaction Consultants Corporation for the purchase of toll revenue management and maintenance program in an amount not to exceed $25 million. This is the matter that we just had the presentation on. May we have a motion to approve this contract?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded. Are there any questions, concerns, or discussion regarding this before we vote on it? Hearing nothing, may we have a roll call, please?
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Banks?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Dawson?
Aye.
Director Gonzalez?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
9 yeas, 0 nays.
Very well. Contract 15-0133 to Electronic Transaction Consultants Corporation in an amount not to exceed $25 million is approved. We will now proceed to the procurement part of our agenda. And I would once again point out that these items have been thoroughly vetted at the Finance Committee, and where there was substantial discussion on them. At this point, I would ask for a motion to approve contract 15-0118 to Mythics Incorporated for the purchase of Oracle software licensing support and maintenance in an amount not to exceed $1,171,788.54.
May so moved.
Very well.
It says $980, Mr. Chairman.
Did I read that wrong?
You said $1,171,788.
Oh, I apologize. It is $988.
I'll amend my motion to reflect $988.
Very well. And is there a second?
Yes.
All right. It's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? Hearing no discussion, may we have a roll call?
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Banks?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Dawson?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Gonzalez?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
9 yeas, 0 nays.
Very well. Contract 15-0118 to Mythics Incorporated in an amount not to exceed $1,171,988.54 is approved. We will now proceed to item number two, which is the renewal of contract with Cullen Incorporated for legislative liaison services in an amount not to exceed $40,000. May we have a motion?
Motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion or questions regarding this contract renewal? Hearing nothing, may we have a roll call?
Director Banks?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Dawson?
Yes.
Director Gonzalez?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
9 yeas, 0 nays.
Very well. The contract with Cullen Incorporated for legislative liaison services in an amount not to exceed $40,000 is approved. We will now proceed to item number three, which is award of a contract 15-0083 to Life Array Incorporated for the purchase of licenses, maintenance, and support in an amount not to exceed $158,125. May we have a motion?
Motion to approve.
All right. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Is there any discussion or questions? Hearing nothing, may we have a roll call?
Director Dawson?
Yes.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Banks?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Gonzalez?
Aye.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
9 yeas and 0 nays.
Very good. The contract with Life Array Incorporated in an amount not to exceed $158,125 is approved. We will now proceed to the engineering portion of our agenda and address item one, which is a contract with Tri-State Enterprises for building construction on the Veterans Memorial Tollway at milepost 21.96 in an amount not to exceed $2,192,786. Is there a motion on that?
So moved.
All right, is there a second?
Second.
All righty. Any discussion? Hearing nothing, may we have a roll call?
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Banks?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Dotson?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Gonzalez?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
9 yeas, 0 nays.
Very good. Contract
Chairman. Point. Yes. Are there, if I could ask staff, any of the awards on the contracts where you utilize the ECP program?
Number 17.
17?
If your
so
recusal
that would be
is noted
the one
on the agenda.
Myself. Thank you.
So, contract with Tri-State Enterprises for building construction is approved in an amount not to exceed $2,192,706. We will proceed to agenda item two, which is a contract with Judlow Contracting Incorporated in an amount not to exceed $58,722,801.93. May we have a motion on that, please?
So moved.
All right. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. May we have a roll call?
Director Dobbs?
Is there any discussion? Sorry. Hearing nothing?
Question.
Yeah.
Again, here's one where the award amount is $58 million. The engineer estimated $73 million, $15 million under budget. Is it safe to say that the $73 million is what's part of the tentative budget?
Yes. I would think so.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. So we're $15 million under budget there. Thank you.
Which I would note is better than being over.
But I just want to make sure what the tentative budget's at.
Yeah.
It's at the higher amount.
Well, that would have been the tentative budget for last year, or the approved budget for last year.
Budget is for coming in for the 2016.
$73 million was the engineer's estimate. Paul, do you have the budget number?
The budget number is...
And budget's for the project, so some of the project is... some of the project is probably in 17 as well, or is it all in 16?
It's been all in 16.
Okay.
The budget we established prior to the bid opening was $69 million.
Okay.
That is our customary approaches. Once we obtain the new bid amount, though, we create a new budget that's 5% above the awarded amount.
You know, maybe the thing to do on this is, since so many of us are new here, and this is sort of an important thing to take into consideration, and we are looking at the budget. Paul, maybe you and Greg could work on putting together a little memo addressing this for us, so we can all, be aware of it, and then if we have further questions, we can chase it down. But I think, obviously, it is an important part of how we have budgeted and will budget going forward. Mm-hmm. All right, any other discussion? If not, maybe we have a roll call.
Director Dotson?
Yes.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Banks?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Gonzalez?
Aye.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
9 yeas, 0 nays.
Very well. The contract of I-15-4237 to Judlow Contracting, Inc. for $58,722,801.93 is approved. We'll now proceed to item number three, which is a contract with Passion and S.N. Nielsen and Associate for an amount not to exceed $39,338,028.32. May we have a motion on that?
Motion approved.
All right. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. It's moved and seconded. Is there any discussion or questions regarding this particular item?
Just my comment that one's also $11 million, the award over the engineer estimate.
Okay.
Any other discussion? Very well. May we have a roll call, please?
Director Banks?
Aye.
Director Dodson?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Gonzalez?
Aye.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
9 yeas, 0 nays.
Very well. The contract with Passion and S.N. Nielsen & Associates in an amount not to exceed $39,338,028.32 is approved. We will now proceed to agenda item number 4, which is a proposed contract once again with Passion and S.N. Nielsen & Associates in an amount of $32,112,429.02. May we have a motion on that?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Is there any discussion on this?
And comment that that one's also $11 million under estimated engineer's estimate.
Okay. Any other discussion or comment? Very well. May we have a roll call?
Director Dodson?
Aye.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Banks?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Gonzalez?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
9 yeas, 0 nays.
Very good. The contract with Passion and Nielsen in an amount of $32,112,429.02 is approved. We will now proceed to agenda item number 5, which is an acceptance of a proposal from Ariel Hefter Associates and AES Services, Inc., which is a joint venture on a contract for supplemental construction management in an amount of $581,881.17, which changes the contract amount from $13,672,404.41 to $14,254,285.58. May we have a motion?
So moved.
Second. It's been moved and seconded. Is there any questions? Any discussion? If not, may we have a roll call?
Director Dodson?
Aye.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Banks?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Gonzalez?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
9 yeas, 0 nays.
Very well. Agenda item number 5, which is the acceptance of a proposal from Ariel Hefter Associates and AES Services to modify a contract amount is approved. Next, we come to our extra work orders and change orders. If the board is willing, at this time I would entertain a motion to consolidate agenda items 6 through 11.
So moved.
All right. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. It's been moved and seconded to consolidate engineering agenda items 6 through 11. Is there any discussion or question on this? Hearing nothing, all those in favor of consolidating those items, please state aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Those matters are consolidated. We will now proceed to a vote, or I would ask for a motion on agenda items 6 through 11 to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion or questions on any of these agenda items? Hearing nothing, may we have a roll call?
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Banks?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Dodson?
Aye.
Director Gonzalez?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
9 yeas, 0 nays.
Very well. Agenda items 6 through 11 are all approved. We will now proceed to agenda item number 12. Director Johnson is going to recuse himself from this matter. This is another change order, extra work order on contract I-14-4207. May we have a motion?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right. It's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion or questions? Hearing nothing, may we have a roll call?
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Banks?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Dodson?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Gonzalez?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
Eight yeas and one abstention.
Very well. Change order, extra work order on contract I-14-4207 with Foley Construction and Dunn & Bay Construction is approved as presented. We will now move to agenda item number 13, which is another change order, work order, and Director Johnson is also recusing himself on this one. May we have a motion on to approve agenda item number 13?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Moved and seconded. Is there any discussion or questions regarding this particular matter? Hearing nothing, may we have a roll call.
Director Dobson?
Aye.
Director Banks?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Gonzalez?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
88 and one extension.
Very well. Agenda item number 13, which is a change order and extra work order, is approved. We will now proceed to agenda items 14, 15, and 16. If the board is willing, we can consolidate those members or those matters. Is there a motion to do that?
So moved.
All right. Is there a second?
Second.
Very well. The matter before us is to consolidate agenda items 14, 15, and 16. Is there any discussion, concern? Hearing nothing, all those in favor of consolidating those matters, please state aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Those matters are, in fact, consolidated. I would now ask for a motion to approve change orders 14, 15, and 16.
Motion approved.
Second. It's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion or question regarding that? Hearing nothing, may we have a roll call regarding agenda items 14, 15, and 16.
Director Banks?
Aye.
Director Dobson?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Gonzalez?
Aye.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
We have 9 yeas and 0 nays.
Very well. Agenda items 14, 15, and 16 are all approved as presented. We will now proceed to agenda item number 17, which is another change order with Passion and S.N. Nielsen's Association. Director Sweeney has indicated that he will be recusing himself from this matter. May we have a motion to approve this particular change order?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded. Are there any discussions or questions regarding this particular matter? Hearing nothing, may we have a roll call.
Director Johnson?
What?
Excuse me, I'm sorry, did you ask for a roll call?
Yes. Yeah.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Dobson?
Aye.
Director Banks?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Gonzalez?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
We have 8 yeas and 1 abstention.
Very well. Agenda item number 17 is approved. We will now proceed to agenda item number 18, which is a land acquisition matter. I ask that we defer that matter. There is no objection until after closed session where we will have the opportunity to discuss this pursuant to law. Hearing no objection, we will now proceed to legal. And our first item under this is an intergovernmental agreement with the County of DuPage, Elk Grove Village, and the City of Wooddale. Director Johnson has informed us that he would like to recuse himself from this matter, so may we have a motion to approve this intergovernmental agreement.
So moved.
All right. Is there a second?
Second.
We moved and seconded. Is there any discussion or questions regarding this particular intergovernmental agreement? Hearing nothing, may we have a roll call.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Banks?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Dobson?
Yes.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Gonzalez?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
9, 8 yeas and 1 abstention.
All right. The intergovernmental agreement with the County of DuPage, Elk Grove Village, and the City of Wooddale is approved. We will now proceed to agenda item number 2. If there's no objection, I would entertain a motion to consolidate agenda items 2, 3, and 4. They are all intergovernmental agreements across the tollway. Nothing.
Motion.
All right. It's been moved and seconded to consolidate agenda items 2, 3, and 4. Is there any question or discussion regarding that? Hearing nothing. All those in favor of said consolidation, please state aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Those matters are consolidated. At this point, I would entertain a motion to approve intergovernmental agreements as listed in agenda items 2, 3, and 4.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion or questions regarding these three items? Hearing nothing, may we have a roll call, please?
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Banks?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Dobson?
Yes.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Gonzalez?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
9 yeas and 0 nays.
Very well. Agenda items 2, 3, and 4, which are all intergovernmental agreements, are approved. We will now proceed to agenda item number 5. Both agenda item number 5 and number 6 are matters that I would ask that we defer until after our closed session, and both of those we are allowed to discuss pursuant to law in closed session. Hearing no objection, we will now proceed to the unfinished business portion of our meeting. Is there any unfinished business that any of the directors would like to bring up at this point? Hearing nothing, we will now proceed to the new business portion of our meeting. Is there any new business that any of the directors would like to bring up at this particular time? Hearing nothing, we will proceed to the executive session portion of our meeting, and I would ask for a motion to go into executive session or closed session pursuant to exceptions provided in Section 2, Paren C, 2, and Sections 2, Paren C, 5, Sections 2, Paren C, 11, Sections 2, Paren C, 21, of the Illinois Open Meetings Act to consider tollway matters related to collective bargaining, the purchase of real property, potential or pending litigation, and review of minutes of closed meetings. May we have a motion at this point?
So moved.
All right. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. It's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? Questions? Concerns? If not, may we have a motion, Madam Secretary? May we have a roll call,
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Banks?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Dotson?
Aye.
Director Gonzalez?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
9-8 and 0-8.
Very well. We are in closed session.
Back in open session. First off, we need to approve the executive session minutes of September 24th.
Motion to approve.
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. We'll dispense the reading. Christy, can you call the roll, please?
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Dotson?
Aye.
Director Banks?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Gonzalez?
Aye.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Aye.
Chairman Tillerstrom is with us. We have 8-8.
Motion passes 8-0. Next, we move on to two items under... I'll call consent agenda.
Engineering item 18
here right now. Land acquisition, identification of real estate parcels. We've identified 12 additional real estate parcels. We need approval. Can I have a motion?
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. Any discussion? Christy, you call the roll, please.
Director Banks?
Aye.
Director Dotson?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Gonzalez?
Aye.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Aye.
8-0.
Motion is approved. Second, under legal, we have a settlement agreement for tollway parcel number EO1B12-008. I need a motion to approve.
Feel free to consolidate, Director.
Pardon?
Feel free to consolidate.
Oh, okay, and we'll do second item, civil litigation settlement. David Capers. Can I have a motion for both?
Motion to approve.
Second.
So we have a motion, we have a second. In discussion?
To consolidate.
I'm sorry, consolidate. All in favor, signify, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, I'd like to show a nice approval. Now I need a motion to approve settlement agreement, toy parcel EO1B12008.
Motion
and
to approve.
Litigation, David Capers. We have a motion?
Second.
We have a second. Any discussion? Christy, you call the roll, please.
Director Dotson? Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Banks?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Gonzalez?
Aye.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Aye.
8-0.
Motion is approved. All the items? Okay, is there any further discussion on new business we brought forward?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
At the motion to adjourn, we have a second. Any questions, comments? Christy, call the roll, please.
Director Banks?
Yes.
Director Dotson?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Gonzalez?
Aye.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Aye.
8-0.
Motion adjourned is approved. Meeting is adjourned.
Goodbye.